He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's July the 16th. It's the live version of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, a little bit of a slow start to the market today. We've got the Dow up 5 points right now. It is at 15,489. We have got the S&P. It keeps vacillating above the line, below the line. Where are we at right now? We are just slightly below the line. We're down 75 cents to 1681. We have the NASDAQ up a couple of points right now. The NASDAQ is at 3609. What's that 10-year yield doing as bonds continue to sink? The 10-year yield is at 2.54% this morning. We have gold up $6.90 per ounce at $12.90 per ounce. We have oil at $106.67. Holy cow! We haven't seen oil at these prices for quite some time. I'm sure they're celebrating down in Texas, where we're heard on KVIE Radio in Dallas. $106.67 this morning, boys. Someone's making money. The euro, 131 today. We are starting to get earnings season that is ramping up right now. We've got a few to talk about here today. We're still not quite in the thick of things, but as the next several days come and go, we will start to really ramp up as far as earnings go. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day, Monday through Friday, we take a little stroll together through the markets, through the marketplace. You know, I wrote an article yesterday for MarketWatch. I don't know that if it's up yet, but it's on one of my favorite stocks right now. But I talked about this clamoring for our attention from all the various asset classes. I track 45 different asset classes. You know, asset classes are not just stocks, obviously. You have different types of assets that are clamoring for your attention. My little brother, he's a Beatles collector. He collects Beatles memorabilia, unused tickets to Beatles concerts, etc. He's done very well with that asset class. Now, that's kind of a hard asset class to trace. We don't really see an index every day. The Beatles memorabilia index was up 0.1 of a point today. Stamps are an asset class. Coins are an asset class. Hard currency, precious metals are an asset class. When you invest in a company, you have a couple of choices. In fact, right now, Apple. Let's take Apple, for instance. You could become an owner of Apple by buying equity, by buying an ownership stake in the company. That's called a stock or equity. You're now one of the owners. You don't have a whole lot of say up there in Cupertino if you own 100 shares of Apple, but hey, you can go to the shareholders meeting and maybe they'll call on you if you stand up and jump up and down. Ooh, 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 me, back here, back here, back here. You never know. But you're an owner in the company. The other choice that you have is to buy bonds in the company. When you buy bonds in the company, you're a lender to the company. They owe you. Apple owes you money. At the end of the term, a bond has a term. It's 5 years, 10 years, 7 years. Here's what we'll pay you along the way. Here's what we agreed to pay you along the way. And at the end of the term, we'll give you your principal back. Well, the deal is, in between the time you buy the bond and the time the bond matures, bonds trade like stocks every single day. They fluctuate in price. Now, if you're going to stick it away in your drawer, into your lockbox, into your safe, and you're not going to worry about it until that maturity date. You don't really care what it does between now and then. Unless the company goes bankrupt, then you care about what it does. But for the most part, at the end of the term, you're going to collect the money, you get your principal back, and you'll have received your coupon payments along the way. But you're a lender to the company. You're not an owner of any shares in the company or equities. You're a lender. So that's another asset class. You can be a lender. And a lot of people like to go that way. There's people that have huge bond portfolios. The insurance industry, for instance, generally has huge bond portfolios, fixed income portfolios, backing up their insurance policies. Another asset class is international, foreign stocks or bonds of foreign companies. That's another asset class. And then there's all kinds of in-betweens. There's Ginnie Mae's, there's mortgage REITs, there's real estate investment trusts, and of course real estate is a huge asset class. For the most part, most of us have most of our assets in the stocks through our 401ks or through our IRAs or through our SEPs or our rollover IRAs, or we have money in bonds, or we have money in our homes or in real estate or in rental properties or in apartments or in condos or whatever, office buildings. Those are the various asset classes that are clamoring for your attention at any given point in time. Now, depending upon the economic cycle, asset classes, it doesn't just make common sense that there's times to avoid real estate, for instance. Boy, I thought as the market got frothy back in 2006, 2007 in the real estate market, I thought it makes literally absolutely no sense to be buying real estate at this level. You know, one good indicator for real estate is, can you go out and buy a rental property and get a cash-on-cash return that's positive? Those had all but dried up. People were camping out in line overnight to buy a single-family home with no money down. They had no skin in the game. What's the risk? Heck, the only risk, I guess, back then was to your credit. If you were to walk away from said home that you camped out all night to put into your investment portfolio, well, you know, you're on the hook. And, you know, at that point in time, real estate did not make much sense. And then after the crash of real estate, when I was doing my show here in San Diego, I had a local real estate agent on every day, and he'd give a 2 or 3 minute report. And I would say this was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Every day he would have a couple of properties here in San Diego that he would highlight, that he would feature. And he'd say, here's a property that you can get into. Here's what the property's been getting in rent for the last couple of years. And if you can get that, which you probably can because it's a market rate, and if you can buy this property at this price, you're getting a double-digit cash-on-cash return. Now, that was 2.5 years ago. They were around big time, double-digit cash-on-cash return. So not only were you getting a 10% positive cash flow on your investment, but you also were participating in the capital appreciation along the way. Now, at that point, real estate made a lot of sense, didn't it? It doesn't make as much sense today. It's probably more, I got to have a home to live in, right? But I think you're going to continue to see capital appreciation in real estate going forward. I think a lot of the easy money has been made. Let's take a look at the stock market. 2007, 2008, things started to roll over big time. The financials, big time. The home builders, the banks almost went bust, and a couple of them did. It didn't make a lot of sense to own stocks at that point in time. For this reason, I am against asset allocation, which says because you're 72 years old, you should have 72% of your money in the bond market, and you should have 28% of your money in the stock market. That's just common wisdom. I don't see any wisdom in that. I think there's times not to have any exposure to certain asset classes. Then you avoid the big downfall of real estate, 2007. The big fall in gold from 1800 down to 1200. The big fall in the market down 38% in 2008. I think you should be in the right asset classes at any given point in time and avoid the bad neighborhoods. Well, let's go to some of the, let's visit some of the good neighborhoods when we get back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the mantras that I have here on the show that I repeat all the time, I'm not a believer in asset allocation. That makes me an extreme contrarian. That goes against the conventional wisdom of the big brokerage house firms, which have their guys put you into classic asset allocations based on your age and based on your risk profile. And the only changes that are made are based on as you get older. These target funds, I have no use for target funds. Most of the target funds are going away because the performance has been pitiful. Now, what does that tell you about asset allocation? The target funds follow classic asset allocation. You just type in your retirement date. Let's see, I'm going to retire in 2030. So I'll buy a target fund of 2030. And that thing will automatically adjust your asset allocation once a year the way it should be. Those mutual funds, the returns have been so pitiful that they're getting rid of most of those target funds. So what does that tell you about this whole philosophy of asset allocation? Listen, you have to decide for yourself. Most guys, gals in my business, most are asset allocators. Now, I have another theory on asset allocation. It's a lot easier to put a client into a classic asset allocation and only have to adjust that portfolio once a year than it is to stay on top of a portfolio like I do every single day. Sometimes I wonder if asset allocation is not just a lazy way out. But it's been proven scientifically. Well, you know what? I'm in the real world here on the front lines of the market every single day. Isn't what we've just watched in the bond market, in the gold market, in the real estate market in 2000? What more argument do you need against asset allocation than what we've witnessed in real life here? Maybe in the classroom, in academia, the studies show that people are better off allocating their assets amongst a whole bunch of different varieties of assets and staying put. It doesn't work in the real world. If you want pitiful results, if you don't want to lose too much money, if you don't want to make too much money, why don't you just keep your money in cash? You know, you'll probably get about the same returns, and you won't have a whole lot of grief when the bond market goes down 15% in the space of about 6 months, or when the stock market goes down 40% in 1 year. Why not just do something something else to get your pitiful results that doesn't have so much heartache and heartburn associated with it? The other choice you have is to go with the flow, be in the right asset classes at the right time. Unfortunately, that sounds like I'm a broken record here. I've been saying now for months that this is a very narrow market advance. It's U.S. stocks. It's domestic stocks. That's not always the case. There's times that you can make a whole lot of money in the emerging markets. That's the place to be. This year, that's not the place to be. Another big mantra that I have here on the show is I don't believe in buying big old stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. You know what? I mean, when a brand has saturated the world and it's in the every nook and cranny that you can go to in the world, where's the growth going to come from going forward? There's such a strong correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation, it's uncanny. I mean, if a company over the last 5 years has been growing its earnings by 35% per year, you're probably going to look at the track record of the stock and see that the stock's been going up by about 35% per year. On the other hand, when you look at a company that has saturated the world and is now growing at 5 or 6% per year, why should you expect to see superior returns going forward on a 5% growth stock? It's just common sense. Let me give an example. Now, I'm not here to knock any companies. We broadcast down in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a lot of listeners down there in Atlanta and North Carolina and the surrounding areas. And they have a lot of companies that they can be very proud of. Home Depot's headquartered in Atlanta. I made a lot of money in Home Depot over the last year or so as they've ridden this rebound in the housing market. But they've got another company that's even bigger than Home Depot. One of the biggest companies in the world, by the name of Coca-Cola. $178 billion in market cap. Somebody had an idea at some point in time, had a formula, put it in a bottle, carbonated it, you know, sold it, and now it's Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is a $178 billion company that is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's one of the stocks we look to as an indicator of how the economy is doing. Well, let's take a look at the performance of Coca-Cola. Over the last year, the stock is up 9%. Now you say, that's pretty good. Well, it's been growing by about 7 or 8% per year, so it doesn't surprise me that the return of the stock is about in line with the growth of the stock. It's up 9%. You say, that's okay. I'm happy with the 9% return over the last 12 months. Yeah, but the S&P 500 is up 24% during that same period of time. The stock has grossly underperformed the market. And if you look up Coca-Cola on my website, on my best, on my good stock, bad stock page, you can see every time that I've featured Coca-Cola in the last couple of years. You can listen to my commentary and my analysis. And every time I've said basically the same thing. And the results have been in line with what I said you can expect from the company. So the company gets a momentum grade of C. Right now, it's not one of the stocks that's working. One of the problems, it's a large mega cap stock. This is a small cap, mid cap world. You could say, yeah, but Gunderson, over the last 10 years, Coca-Cola has beat the market. It's averaged 9% per year over the last 10 years, which is right in line with what it's been growing. It's good growth, but it's not fantastic growth. It has beat the market. But overall, when you compare Coca-Cola against all the other stocks out there that are competing for your attention and your investment dollars, Coca-Cola gets a performance grade of B minus. Okay? If you're happy, I mean, the All-Star game, if you're happy with a B minus second baseman on your All-Star team, hey, more power to you. How about valuation? Is Coke a screaming value here? Well, Coke's trading at 17 times forward earnings. That's double its expected growth rate of only 8% per year. I don't see much value there. The performance is okay. Out of 3,400 stocks, Coca-Cola comes in at 1,941. Is that going to make your top 25-man roster? It's up to you. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. What is it that changes these asset classes and sectors of the market? It's the environment, the economic environment that we are in. We've been in an environment of slow growth. You take away the Fed's impetus and their infusion of capital into the markets, and we probably would have hardly any growth at all, because that's fueling the rebound in the housing market. It's putting a little bit of equity into people's pockets. It's making them feel more confident as a consumer, and they're spending a little bit more in the economy, and there's a little bit more hiring going on right now in certain industries. But we've had a low interest rate environment now for a long, long time. And that's fueled a lot of different companies, a lot of different sectors, a lot of different areas of our economy. But the winds start to change. We go through economic cycles. If you ever take Econ 101 and Econ 102, whatever, you know about the cycles of growth. We continue to grow, and then we start to go into recession. And we shrink, and we finally trough. And we start heading up again, knowing where we're at in the economic cycle. We're in the growth phase of the economic cycle right now, although it's very, very tepid growth. But another very important factor right now is that interest rates, which have been coming down for the last 20 years, are now heading the other way. That's a major shift in the economy. Major shift in the economy. Now, some companies do well in a falling interest rate environment, obviously. But there are some companies that do well in a rising interest rate environment. Well, how can that be? It costs more to go out and borrow to buy that machine you need to increase production on the shop floor. It costs more to go borrow to buy a home. It costs more to go borrow and buy an automobile. Yes, but not every industry suffers from rising interest rates. Some companies benefit from rising interest rates. Another point I would like to make is if you're in the market for income, if your main thing is, you know what, I need income from my portfolio. Well, this new paradigm that we have, you've been getting income like crazy from the bond market for the last 20 years. Why? Because you've been getting capital appreciation along with your income. Because interest rates have been going down. Those days are over. Now interest rates are going up and you've taken a big hit to your principal. Going forward, I like capital appreciation along with my income. The number one focus, obviously, the number one priority has to be on the income, if that's what you are, an income investor. But the secondary aim should be to grow that capital, to have that capital appreciate. Don't you want to have a rental property that not only gives you a nice, healthy cash flow every month, but also goes up in value? See, that's not going to happen in the bond market. I just don't see it happening. I see more threat to your principal going forward and capital depreciation instead of any potential at all for capital appreciation. So where can you go now in today's marketplace to still get a nice income stream, but also the possibility for capital appreciation? The banks, the regional banks, the money center banks. That's the best area right now, one of the best areas, to build a nice eclectic portfolio of income-producing investments that also have the potential for capital appreciation. You have to think a little bit outside the box right now. This is not a fixed income world anymore. It's an equity world. Investing in equity that pays income but also has that potential for capital appreciation. Now, why do the banks benefit from rising interest rates? Because there's a bigger spread for them. If they're giving passbook savers 1%, and then they're loaning the money out for 3.5%, there's a 2.5% spread in there. As interest rates go up, the spread widens. Profit margins get padded a little bit. And you're seeing that right now. You're seeing the bank stocks, regional banking stocks, money center banking stocks, most of them are rising. It's like a rising tide is lifting most of the boats. So let me give you one example of a stock that I recently bought in my income portfolio. portfolio, which is now up 12.9% year to date. Boy, that sure beats the bond market, down 12%. Wells Fargo. Well, Gunderson, I thought you don't like great big stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. Well, if they're benefiting from today's economic environment, I do. I've owned Home Depot in the past. I've owned IBM in the past. I had a huge position in Apple until it started to roll over at 637. I'll go into these big stocks if they're benefiting and if they're way up there in my rankings. Let's take a look at Wells Fargo. Let's begin with the performance of this San Francisco-based stock. Over the last 5 years, Wells Fargo has tripled the returns of the market, the S&P 500. The stock has been averaging 18.7% over the last 5 years, while the market's been averaging 6.7%. Remember, I'm buying this stock here for income. That's the number one thing. And number two, growth. I'm also looking for capital appreciation. I don't think I would buy this stock if I just wanted capital growth. I think there's better growth stocks out there, but I think you'd do okay between the growth and the income offered by Wells Fargo. Over the last 3 years, the stock has averaged almost 18.4% per year. The market's averaged 15.3, so it's beat the market by a little bit over the last 3 years, which isn't bad for a big dividend-paying stock. Over the last 12 months, okay, now here's a big difference between Wells Fargo and Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola's up 9% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 24%. Wells Fargo is up 31% over the last 12 months, while the market's only up 24. Wells Fargo gets a momentum grade of A-. The stock is in favor right now. It's performing well right now. Why? Because it's a stock that benefits from rising interest rates. Okay, now we got to take a look at the valuation of the shares. Let's begin with the dividend yield. It's 2.8%. You say, well, that doesn't sound very good. Yes, but we're also looking for capital appreciation along the way, along with our 2.8%. And when you compare that 2.8% with today's CD yields of 1.1 over the next 10 years, and you take a look at the 10-year treasury right now, 2.8% looks pretty good in today's world. And if we can get another 7 or 8 per year in capital appreciation along the way, see, that's what bondholders were used to. Bondholders have been used to getting their 2 or 3%, 4%, whatever, and capital appreciation and icing on the cake because of falling interest rates. Now you've got the situation upside down. Now, if you want to keep that potential for capital appreciation going forward, I just don't see where you're going to get it in the bond market. You may have some streaks in the bond market where rates fall for a week or two and you get a little bit of appreciation, but we're looking out over the next 3 to 5 years. I think personally that you're much better off investing in some good growth stocks that yield 2, 3, 4% in that range, but that also have good growth upside potential. And then you can keep that bond euphoria that you've had over the last 20 years. You're shifting it now to dividend stock euphoria. Does Wells Fargo have upside potential over the next 5 years? Well, if we take the earnings estimates for next year of $4 per share, and if we grow them by about 7 to 8% per year over the next 5 years, and then we stick a multiple on it that I think is appropriate for a money center bank, we get a stock that has 70% upside potential over the next 5 years. Hence, I think you can get your cake and eat it too. Oh, that last little bit, the chart, Wells Fargo's hitting new highs while the bond market's hitting new lows. It's your choice. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's see, was it last week? Last Thursday night, they had a banquet here in San Diego. The Society of Professional Journalists. And I was notified that I was one of the winners. I tried to get tickets to the banquet, and it was sold out. But I'm reading the article here today. Society of Professional Journalists names Gunderson top columnist. I beat out two Union Tribune columnists, a couple of their main guys. They liked my article on solar panels don't work, which I wrote for thestreet.com. And last year I won for the best editorial. And so, hey, whatever. This thought you'd want to know. Anyways, I've got a new one, new article out there. I don't know when it will hit. I'll let you know. It's on MarketWatch. It's one of my favorite stocks right now. And I've got another article here to polish off after the market closes today. So that's another big piece of the puzzle here at Gunderson Capital Management. Just Google my name and you can see the body of work. Take a look at the stocks that I've written about and how they've done. And try to find someone else out there that's pointing the way. That's over here. Come down the alleyway. In fact, I was on not too long ago on the Fox Business Channel with my friend Liz Klayman. She wanted me to talk about vice stocks. Well, you know, I'm not the best guy to talk about vice stocks. My biggest vice is chocolate Tootsie Rolls, I guess, and things like this. But you know what? I know what a vice stock looks like, and I know what performance looks like, and I know what valuation looks like. And I brought up a stock at that time that was called Multimedia Games. And you can look at it. It's been a top-ranked stock in my newsletter for quite some time. The company is headquartered back in Austin, Texas, which is we broadcast not too far from there in the Dallas area. Multimedia Games is about a $1 billion company. This is the wild part of the show. Okay, we've talked about Coca-Cola. We've talked about Wells Fargo. How about some Indian bingo, baby? Woo! What does Multimedia Games do? Well, they're involved with the Indian gaming community. Bingo, slot machines. You got any Indian gaming parlors in your neighborhood? We've got them all over San Diego. In fact, last night I walked into the lobby of one of the great hotels here in San Diego, the U.S. Grant Hotel, right on Broadway. It's an upscale hotel. It's classic. It's beautiful. It's owned by the Sequan Indian tribe. Why? Because they're making so much money off their slot machines, they need to diversify. They need to allocate their assets. So they bought the classic old Grant Hotel, which has a famous restaurant called the Grant Grill, where they have live music on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. It's just a classy place. Indian Gaming, Multimedia Games, MGAM, small cap growth stock, domestic. Boy, we've got a lot going for us there. This is the sweet spot of the market right now. Over the last 5 years, Multimedia Games, MGAM, has delivered 53% per year. Try doing that on a slot machine. You know, I tell the story, but it's true. We had a former, you know, San Diego and its mayors. I don't know what's going on here. Of course, we, Roger Hedgecock was removed as the mayor several years ago. Our current mayor is a total disgrace. He's under all kinds of problems here. Sexual harassment, bribes, you name it. Total idiot. We had another mayor, Mayor O'Connor, who went through $1 billion at the Indian gaming casinos. And I don't see her picture on the billboard. Instead, I see the picture of the lady eating the lobster tails with a big smile on her face. Indian gaming. Somebody's making money off it, and I don't think it's the slot machine players. Multimedia Games over the last 3 years has doubled every year. Well, almost. 97.1% per year over the last 3 years. That's about as good as it gets. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 12 months, it's doubled again. Is there any end to it? Well, is there any end to the lobster and prime rib buffet? Hey, it only cost $1 billion over time. Just keep on coming. This stock, Multimedia Games, gets a performance grade of A-. You know, this would make a good column. Maybe this is the one we'll submit next year. Indian Gaming. Who profits from it? It looks like the shareholders and the companies, not the gamblers. Multimedia Games. Does it have any upside potential? Performance grade of A-. Momentum grade of A+. It passes the performance test with flying colors. What about valuation? Well, the PEG ratio is still right around 1. When I was on with Liz Klayman, boy, that was back in during spring training of baseball. The stock was 20 at that time. Now it's 31. It's up 55%. Has Liz Klayman invited me on another date? No. What the heck? Gave her Multimedia Games up 55% since my appearance on the Fox Business Channel. It's hitting new highs again today. Look at that, breaking out. Boy, this thing's on fire. When I take their current earnings estimates of $1.24 and I grow them by 25% per year, holy cow, going forward, it's a lot better growth than Coca-Cola. I still come up with about a $57 target price and the stock's at 31. I still see significant upside potential in this small cap domestic stock out of Austin, Texas, specializing in Indian gaming venues, machines, devices, all kinds of stuff. Out of 3,400 stocks, Multimedia Games comes in at number 55. Okay, you watch Cramer today, and let's see if he's talking about Multimedia Games. No. He's talking about, yesterday he was talking about, well, I couldn't believe it. I said, how can Cramer be talking about this particular stock? It was a, what was it? It was a mining stock. It was a resource stock, which is like the worst group in the market right now. But, oh well. MGAM, not a recommendation, but just an example of a best stock now in the small cap aggressive growth arena. Okay, you take a look at your portfolio. Are you allocated correctly right now? If you're heavily weighted in domestic small and mid-cap stocks, congratulations, you're on the right track. If not, give us a call, 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.